Welcome in to the season debut premiere of Board Check. Of course, that makes me Jeremy the Impact York. That makes you guys big hockey fans or just fans of mine, or maybe you might even be my mother. Hey, Mom. Hockey season's here. Are you guys as pumped as I am? Yes, it started last night. I understand there's games going on tonight, too. I'm very aware of that. But we'll get into those later. We'll get into what's going on with those. Hockey's back. And that's the big thing that matters right now. Sure, football's football. Got the baseball playoffs going on. That's fine. And I know you guys are probably saying this guy's out of the Atlanta area, which, yeah, somewhat right outside the metro area. But outside, how is he talking hockey? Well, hockey's the sport that is just a passion for me. It's just, it's to me, it's the purest sport if you're ever going to watch it, especially watching it live. I mean, we got the Gladiators here locally out in the Gwinnett area. There's a lot of other teams, actually, depending on where you're at in the state. I can't even get into all of them. There's so many different ones. Professionally, we've got the Nashville Predators just to the north. We've got the Carolina Hurricanes, who've been doing some really special things. They're out to the east. So much going on. But hockey is back. And so is Board Check. Now, as we do, I'm going to kind of, in the first episode here, this is, I'm going to kind of spell out some of the stuff we're going to try to do this year. Don't hold me to it. We change our minds a lot, and we try to follow the hot hand, so to say. If there's bigger issues going on, bigger things going on, we're going to talk about those too. But we're going to try to center things around the following teams. I mean, obviously, we're going to go big NHL stories, big picture there, big things happening. Biggest thing happening right now is that the season just started. But the teams that we're going to really try to dial in on in this. Now, we're going to, like I said, we're going to talk ECHL. We're going to talk NHL, the big stories and things that happen there. But we're going to talk Atlanta Gladiators. We're going to talk Greenville Swamp Rabbits as far as here, this area. And we're going to talk Carolina Hurricanes as we have been the past few seasons. And we are going to put the Nashville Predators back in our lineup. Because if you're in the Atlanta area, these are the teams that are the closest on the professional ranks. These are the closest to the Atlanta area. I can't lie. We are trying to figure out some trips. Maybe sometime early next year to maybe make it to. Obviously, we'll be going to some Gladiator games, and we'll let you guys know about some fun stuff we're going to try to do through there. Cause you know how we do. We do unofficial nights all the time. Fun little grassroots things. See if we can get them to grow. You know, things like that. But we're gonna try to make it out to at least one of the other three teams, if not all three. I think we can achieve that. I think we can do some good things. But we'll let you guys know further if we plan some trips around here that maybe you guys can come hang out at us, or if you are in these areas that we would love to meet you guys. With that being said, as a great Sonny Clark would say, let's get into some hockey. Now, like I said, the season did just start, so not a whole lot going on right now. Some people picking up some wins, some people a little slow out of the gates. Those kinds of things happen. But for now, I'm going to kind of preview the Canes and the Preds, and we'll get into the Gladiators and Rabbits probably next week because their season does not start for another 2 weeks. So we will probably preview more of that as we go along. Now, if you're the Carolina Hurricanes, what are you looking at this offseason? Well, you're looking at that you had the ridiculously good run last season where you ended up just short of a Stanley Cup run. A lot of the usual suspects are coming back. One of the few that is not is former team captain Justin Williams. Wish him all the best in his future endeavors. I think he needs to take a break. I think he skips a year and then comes back. But ultimately, if you're the Hurricanes, you build on last year, because last year you had a fantastic run. You kept one of your goalies. You let the other one walk. There's depth as you're bringing people through the system, because actually one of the guys they are looking at, one of the guys they are considering bringing up, that for some reason won't pull up at the moment on the screen we're trying to do. I've seen him play on the ECHL level, on the AHL level. The dude is just a machine. There we go. We're starting to get some things up here. Maybe we'll get that up here in a second. But no, the Hurricanes are just at the cusp, just at the crest of the wave of what I think they're going to do. I think they've built a monster that is by far going to do some great things in the next couple years for sure, and including this year. I think last year they were a little ahead of the game. That's why I think they had the unfortunate exit they did. But Canes fans, you got to be excited. You got to be excited. This team is something else. You had the emergence of Sebastian Aho as a superstar, a megastar. You got Teuvo Teravainen, who is a star in the making as well. We could go through the lineup. You guys know the lineup. You had the emergence of the people you needed to. You had the performances by the veterans that you needed. A lot of things fell into place, but not everything did, which is why this year I feel like you're right there. You might win the East and be in the Stanley Cup. I don't want to call it too early, but I feel like another deep playoff run is in the mix for Carolina. And later on, we'll go division by division and those sorts of things, and you know, try to get predictions, and you know, we like to do stuff like that. But you know, before we get into the Predator stuff, I just want to say that the emergence of this team in Seattle is fantastic. I've been watching the progress, like you guys have watched the progress. And having another team in the league, especially one up in Seattle, maybe they'll start shifting teams around when they do that, because people like Nashville should not be in the West, and I would actually argue Minnesota shouldn't either, but neither here nor there as far as that. The things they're doing in Seattle are going to be really special. You guys are going to enjoy having them a part of the league, and that's kind of what I'll get into for now. A lot of this stuff we're going to expand more on in the next coming weeks, but this is just to kind of get your feet wet, see where we're coming from. Always questions, comments, suggestions you can send our way. But let's talk about the Predators. Now, the Predators were kind of the Hurricanes a couple years ago, or the Hurricanes or the now Predators from a couple years ago, who had a just fantastic run, had a great nucleus, still got them. Have moved a couple pieces here and there, had veterans come and go. Things happen. You can't keep everybody. We all know that. But the Predators kind of took a step back in the last year or so. They were not able to capitalize on a couple opportunities they had. Not that they played bad. They just, you know, had an unfortunate bounce here or there. But the Predators are a team that consistently are in the mix. They're always close to making the playoffs. They have the star power. They have the nucleus. They have just all the pieces they need. They're just putting them together, putting them in the right situation. And I have no problem with the Predators. They are probably poised to be at least into the first couple rounds of the playoffs. We'll see what happens after that. But the Predators are another team that are not going to go away. There's a lot of fun, exciting things they're going to do this year. Maybe we'll get some guests in from up there. I know fans of both of these teams, so maybe we'll try to get them as a part of the show at some point. Should be a lot of fun. Real quickly, I'm going to run through the conferences, do the divisions, kind of get my predictions here or there, and then we'll probably call it a day. Real quickly, when you talk about we're in the Eastern Conference in the Metropolitan Division, the way that it kind of washes out right now, I think Washington and Carolina are the ones who are going to battle. There could be a third team emerge, but I think it's going to come down to those two. There is a little bit of a budding rivalry coming between the two, which is totally fine with both of them because they both kind of won a couple rounds here and there. But those are the teams I would watch in the Metro. In the Atlantic, I call it the Classic. And I call it the Classic because you get Boston and you get Toronto and you get these teams that, you know, emerged in the last couple of years, and the teams that are have been around for a long time, and sometimes they get a good run, like Toronto's finally starting to put some stuff together, and then sometimes it's like they get kind of left off in the dust. But you got to look at those classic teams. I think those are the ones that are going to do the most year. You never know. As we move into the Western Conference, of course, you got the Central, St. Louis defending champs. Chicago is going to rebound at some point because, yeah, they had to get rid of some people. You can't pay everybody top dollar. But to me, they got rid of the pieces they needed to. It's unfortunate with the Marian Hossa stuff, but I think everybody's kind of at peace with the way that's going now. At the end of the day, though, it's the Blues division. You got to come up and smack them a little bit. Colorado's got the firepower to come up and smack them, but can they do it in a sustained seven-game series? That's, you know, last year, nobody could. That's why they won. And then in the Pacific, the Golden Knights. The Golden Knights not only have the best pre-show, not only have the best post-show, they have one of the best shows. They put on a show when they are on the ice. They are tough. They are rugged. They just have the pieces that can just annoy you and make matchup nightmares all across the board. But then you got the Edmonton Oilers that have the star power. If they can get all their stars to play together at the same time, they're a force. And you got Anaheim, you got some of the other ones that are lurking around. The Kings, the Stars, the ones that are always hanging around there, and of course, Nashville. The teams that you see each and every year, the Sharks are going to rebound at some point. They're going to get the ball rolling in the right direction, get the puck sliding in the right direction. The West always seems to have the best overall physical battles. The East is always more about finesse. We'll see if it's the same way this year or not. But either way, it's going to be a great season. As I said, we will get more into Gladiators and Rabbits, Swamp Rabbit stuff, next week as we preview the upcoming season that starts, I believe, on the 18th. I think the 19th for Atlanta. I think Greenville starts on the 18th. We will talk more about that next week. But I am Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for tuning in to the first episode of the season for Board Check, entitled Beginning. We will see you guys next week. Go Rabbits. Go Glads. Go Preds. Go Canes. Go watch hockey.